Numbers chapter 36. Then the heads of the fathers of the family of the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, approached and spoke before Moses and before the leaders, the paternal heads of the sons of Israel. And they said, "The Lord commanded my Lord to give the land as an inheritance by lot to the sons of Israel. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of Zelophehad our brother to his daughters. And if they become wives to any of the sons of the tribes of the sons of Israel, then their inheritance is a reduction of the inheritance of our fathers, and it is added to the inheritance of the tribe of which they become part, and there is a reduction in the allotment of our inheritance. And if it is the jubilee of the sons of Israel, then their inheritance is added to the tribe of which they become part, and their inheritance is a reduction of the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers." Then Moses commanded the sons of Israel according to the instruction of the Lord, and he said, "The tribe of the sons of Joseph speaks well. This is the word which the Lord commands the daughters of Zelophehad, and he says, 'Let them be wives to whomever they like, but let them be wives to the family of the tribe of their father. And the inheritance of the sons of Israel will not go round from tribe to tribe, for every one of the sons of Israel will stick to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. And every daughter who inherits an inheritance from the tribes of the sons of Israel will be a wife to someone from a family of the tribe of her father, so that the sons of Israel all inherit the inheritance of their fathers. And the inheritance will not go round from one tribe to another tribe, for each member of the tribes of the sons of Israel will stick to his inheritance." As the Lord commanded Moses, so the daughters of Zelophehad did. And Mahlah, Tirzah, and Hoglah, and Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, became wives of the sons of their uncles. And they became wives to husbands from the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And their inheritance was in the tribe of the family of their father. These were the commandments and the injunctions which the Lord commanded the sons of Israel through the intermediacy of Moses in the arid tracts of Moab near the Jordan at Jericho.